Welcome to Big Blend Radio with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy, editors of BigBlendMagazine.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Toast to the Art Show with Nancy and Lisa. Today, we're very excited. We get to chat with some artists who are part of the upcoming Southern Hands Artist Studio Tour in Coweta and Fayette counties, all near Atlanta in Georgia, a very beautiful area. So this is a really cool opportunity to not only experience art and watch art being made, purchase art, but also a tour the area. And so this is happening November 13th and 14th. So that weekend of November, you can go to the website. It is shastour.com. So it's Shast or Shastour.com. And they're also on Facebook as well. But we're going to start off chatting with Andrea Fay, who is an amazing ceramist. She is also a clay artist, I should say, and a jewelry artist. And we know her. She's been on our show before. Mm-hmm. And you can go to her website, Andrea Fay. That's F-A-Y-E.com. She's out of Peachtree City, Georgia. You know, we've done a lot of shows out of there. But she's also joining us. She's one of the founders of the tour. So welcome back, Andrea. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, everything's going well here. We are also having rain, just like you are.
Yeah, yes. We're having a lot of rain out in Asheville where we are today. You know, we travel full time and we were just in your area. Actually, in Andrea, it was raining a lot of the time we were there too. So I wish we could take this rain and send it to Southern California and also the Central California and all the fire areas. Honestly, yeah. I wish I could package it up. But your area is beautiful and you and Phil took us around to see a lot of there was some interesting sites and some beautiful, charming communities that I know that are also part of this tour. But this is something you started, back in 2013?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Exactly.
Y'all are getting 11, old.
It's 11 artists. Yeah.
And so how many artists now?
Well, we've gone up to 32 and then because of COVID, we've come back down.
Yeah.
To 22.
But that's still awesome. I mean, if you go on the website, Shastour.com, you will see that everyone's art is exceptional. And everyone here with us today, your art is amazing. Nancy and I are like, we want to come out and play.
I
wish we were there during that time. But the art is exceptional. Andrea, what was it that kind of sparked the idea to get everyone together? Because it really does. I mean, you definitely have amazing art in your region.
Well, I wasn't really a Southern Belle until after college. And so when I was in Wisconsin, we had studio tours. And so when I did come south and joined the Fine Arts and Crafts Entrepreneurs, I realized there were a lot of artists in my backyard and they were great artists. They weren't just artists or hobbyists, although the majority of us are hobbyists because it's just difficult to make a living doing art. So, and we all love to eat. So there you have it.
Well, that's anyway, an art.
Yeah.
That's an art right there. Eating.
So I suggested it to several people, hoping that they would pick up the ball and do it, but nobody would. So I finally got the nerve to get together and put this studio tour together. It was a success from the start. I had people, it was a one-day event to start with, and people who came said, please, I can't get to all the studios, and there were only 11 in one day. So please have, Chuck, you were with us then, weren't you?
I'm trying to remember if I was on the very first tour or not, but yeah, it's funny to see sometimes people trying to get to all of the studios in one day, and it's like, and then they're the ones that say, okay, I know which ones I want to see. I'm going to go there and just spend some time.
And I think that's important because, like I was saying, you're also seeing the region, which is also known for as a film production area for movies or TV series, like, you know, the zombies and all kinds of films have been recorded in the region. So, and this is all outside of Atlanta. So, especially if you're in the city, you want to get away And definitely you want to eat in between places, because apparently I put on a lot of weight the last time we were there. Something happened. I don't know. But you've got good food, good art, and everyone just, that was Charles Tyron. And Charles, you're in Fayetteville, right? Am I saying this correctly?
Fayetteville,
okay.
Yeah.
Fayetteville. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And so everyone could go to tryonsculpturearts.com. And I said Charles Tyron. Sorry, it's Charles Tryon. So tryonsculpturearts.com to learn more about him. But you're on the tour and your work is amazing. And I think it's exciting that you're also hosting another artist in your studio during the tour.
Yeah, Andrew, did we start that last year? I thought
yes.
It was a great addition. Because some people, they're either not as comfortable or just not able to host in their studio or in wherever their spare bedroom creative space is. But being able to work together, it was just, there was a lot of synergy between me and this other lady doing her artistry and, yeah, it worked very well having multiple artists at one location.
This is neat because you've got Andrea Winkler. She's a jeweler this year,
yes.
Right? And so
I have one of her pieces on here that I bought last year and I have had on my wrist. It's very masculine, chainmail bracelet. So
listen, it goes with your beret. Everybody who knows
yes.
you by your beret, right?
Yes.
You see, so but this is interesting because you've done art from, I think, all of you from the beginning of time of your time in life, but then you veered off, Charles, and got into like software engineering and all that kind of stuff we don't understand. Can you fix my computer, by the way?
Oh, believe me, once a geek, always a geek. I'm still fixing computers.
Can you fix Microsoft? They need a swift kick.
Well, Microsoft, they're smarter than we are. So,
no, don't say it.
But it does go hand in hand. That doesn't art and, math go hand in hand? Understanding science and math and art?
Well, when I was deep in work up north, I was in New York State working Kodak and Xerox and some of those companies.
Oh, wow.
You could tell the best software engineers, developers, people writing software, there was a concept that we had of beautiful code. And if you would go into someone else's program that they're writing and you had to make some modification or fix something or other, you could tell the difference between the people who made beautiful code and the people who were hacks.
So are you saying that correlates with art?
Pardon?
Are you saying that correlates with art?
Yes.
There are hacks and there are
yes.
artists. Okay.
Well,
it's a very creative. I know several people who have come from technology and engineering backgrounds and who have maybe they started with their art early in life, but they've come around and it's like it's just as creative. It's just as much a concept of beauty, symmetry, flow, motion, things going together, things being logical. It's the same thing.
Well, I was going to say too, because doesn't also, I know you've got an art class going for, some are listening, so they don't see the masked man walking behind you. But I just say
he's
that.
This is a friend of mine doing some electrical work.
Oh, okay. There we go. Mm. But isn't it also going into the actual art part, especially being a clay artist, tangible, which is different because you can get your hands in it versus writing code?
Yeah, it's different. I mean, when I get mud underneath my fingernails and and also being able to share it with others. I love, one of the things I really love about the studio tour is having people come in and, I'll hand them some clay and see what they can do with it. And it's amazing. I do, little frogs. I have this little one project that I do with some with students and with people who come to visit. And they're silly little frogs, but they are cool. They teach the basics of clay and construction and all that, but they are the amount of imagination that people can put into a frog is just amazing. And we sit around and we laugh and we laugh.
I love that. I love that.
Doing funny things with frogs. That's what you're doing.
Hey, yeah. Frogs rock. Yeah. Diane Cutler is another artist joining us here today. And Diane, going through your website and looking at your art, your eco prints, and it seems like you do multiple of different kind of media, but it seems that nature is really your key to your art, is that nature is all of, that's what it's all about. You're nature woman.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, very tell much. Us a little, where did it get started for you? Because it also started when you were young as well? I'm not saying you're not young.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch it.
Just saying.
Watch that.
I'm just saying when you're a kid.
Oh, gosh. I didn't circle around to being an artist. It's actually kind of started in my nursing career. I was getting really burnt out as a nurse. I practiced oncology nursing for about 13 years, and I was looking for an outlet to kind of, relieve all that stress. And I started a yoga program, and part of my teaching was to do a project. So my first project was actually an art project, didn't have anything to do with yoga, and I started working with glass. And so it just kind of morphed from there. I did glass for about another 13 years and moved into plaster. And this year I took kind of a deep dive into eco printing.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Mm-hmm. I hear a cat.
Yeah.
It's got a cat.
Sorry. I've been gone all week and now they're protesting.
Oh, I see. Well. I know how that rocks. So everyone, you can go to DianeCutler.com, right? And that's Diane with two N's. Have I got that right for your website
correct.
For everyone to
yeah.
see that? So what are you going to do on the tour when people come in?
Well, it's hard to do a demonstration because my process evolves over a day or two. I'm so sorry. This cat is driving me.
It happens on all of our podcasts. Don't worry about it. We always have animals.
But I will have an array of things to show people. I work with paper as well as cloth. And so I'll have scarves, napkins, tablecloths, fabric, a variety of different look at.
Awesome. Awesome. So I also want to bring on Robin Robinson. Good name, by the way.
Thank you.
I know.
Rockin' Robin.
Did you plan that? I love that. You are out in Peachtree City, beautiful area, and everyone can go to robinrobinsonartist.com. But Andrea told me you are the cover artist for the booklet for this year.
I am. I'm very honored to be the cover artist this year.
Oh, very cool. Tell everybody a little bit about your work because it's mixed media too. And you've got a beautiful painting behind you.
Thank you. That one's in process. I didn't start painting until about 10 years ago. And I've always kind of loved the arts and followed the arts, but I didn't, I was afraid to jump in. And so I started just small, just painting every day for a while. And then people wanted to start buying them. So I kept going. Now it's evolved into, I'm really into working with mixed media and really chunky paint. So that's what I'm into right now. On the Shasta tour, I'll probably just be doing a painting the whole time that people come through. I'll pause and talk to people, of course, but that way they can see the process of me making an entire painting. And that will then be for sale on my website.
Awesome. So I hope on social media you take photos during the stage. So
about social media. My Instagram, I post every single day, and I posted about this meeting that we're on today. So
awesome. I'll have to go check that out.
Thank you.
Thank you. Awesome. Now I want to bring Taryn on too. And I would say Taryn Cooper is also known the Green-Eyed Taj. She is a silversmith also in Fayetteville, and you can go to Green-Eyed Taj, that's TAJ.com. So welcome, Taryn. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Awesome. We can see your jewelry behind there. Mm-hmm. Beautiful work. And I think this is what's so great about this store is everyone's doing something completely different. Yeah. I know, you know, you make jewelry as well, Andrea, but then what Taryn is doing, you're completely different. So that's really exciting. But what is it about getting into silversmithing for you that got you started?
You know, I got started with it maybe about 5 years ago. We moved to Georgia and my husband gifted me a silversmithing course.
Wow.
And so when I was little, I loved stones. I loved shells. I drew, I wrote poetry. I did a whole lot of that sort of thing. But academically I ended up going into cognitive science and modeling and simulation engineering. So.
Wow. Here goes another geek.
I feel an affinity to you, Charles. But when we moved to Georgia, you know, I focused more on my kids and I was gifted this class and I started working with metal. And there's something about working with your hands that is, it's wonderful. I don't even know how else to say it, but, and it's so satisfying. And so I started, you know, really quickly. I'd already built a collection of stones because I'm a little bit of a stone addict. And I started building them into jewelry. And it just built up over the past few years. I've had my business for about 4 years now. And I've been on the tour for, I think this will be my third year.
Right on. Does it help? I mean, for those of you that, you know, you're saying 3 years, 4 years, 10 years, grouping together as artists to work together, does that help you kind of, because I know in art, like Nancy talk about, it's a solo process, you know, music as a musician, you know, it's a marriage with, sometimes you don't want to be with the same band, but whatever, it's like you're creating with
band fight.
Yeah. But as an artist or a writer, it's kind of a solo thing. Does it kind of give you a different outlet of connectivity by doing this tour?
For sure.
Yes, definitely.
Chuck and I are in each other's studios pretty often, and we share materials. Actually, all the clay artists that are on the tour, if you need anything really quickly, you can text them or call them and say, do you have this in your studio? And can I have some of it? So there's that goes on. And then there's also the, oh my God, I just did my bisque load at cone 6, which is way too high to do a bisque load. And what do I do? And so you get a lot of answers and a lot of help. I do.
What's a bisque load? Are you making biscuits? What are you talking about?
That's the first really firing. Odd. That's
the first firing. She's got a bisque load.
Yeah. You know, it's talk about, you know, spouses gifting classes. One of the things that got me, back into, you know, when we moved here about 13 years ago, it's about 13 years ago, my wife gave me a class with, or I bought a, or paid for a class with Billy Lee, who's a folk artist around here. And so, and then another one, since I'm not very good at glazing, and Andrea is amazing at her glazing.
Oh, thanks.
She gave me bought some classes, some class time with Andrea. So that was another time of being in her studio and being able to learn. So we learn from each other, and just the fact of being together and supporting each other, of saying, wow, that is really cool.
Yeah.
What you've been doing there. Even, you know, it something that I don't know anything about. You know, I don't know anything about silver work or jewelry, but I can really love when I see a beautiful, well-crafted piece of work with a lot of heart in it.
That's what you know, Taryn.
One of the fun parts of the tour is, and it's a difficult part of the tour, is when you're in your studio and people are coming through and they're like, oh my gosh, I just left this awesome studio. And I can't leave my studio to go see it.
That's You need to have a pre-party, like a studio tour for
That's a good idea.
go see each
other.
Just
like, no.
Yeah, you know, it's like.
We've talked about it for years. And and everybody's still throwing their studios together at the last minute. So there never seems to be time to, as a group, to go from one studio to the next.
Because I think, you know, Andrea and Taryn, you have to get together and show off shells. Because I know you both are shell addicts. I don't know if you've seen each other's shell collections.
No.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And I wonder about that with the shell. Like when you look in, you know, seashells on the inner, you know, side of them, you know, they're really neat. And I wonder about that. And then your career. And I can't even remember, I can't say the whole big word of what you did as a career, but I know it's geeky. And like, I just, as soon as you said that, I thought, you know, when you look at an inner working of a shell and you look at what nature does, we mimic everything in nature.
Absolutely.
And I think that's this beauty of art, is that I think, you know, from what I've seen with all of your work, that it seems that nature inspires you all. And I think the area you're in probably helps. Would you agree with that, that nature is part of it?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that is cool. And the area is beautiful. So none of you are from Georgia 100%.
Nope.
Nope.
Right on.
Upstate New York.
This is great. So Diane, where are you? You are in Chattahoochee?
I'm in Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia, which is about 30 minutes southwest of the airport.
I just wanted to say Chattahoochee.
Yeah,
because that's like Chattahoochee Coochie. Chattahoochee Hills. So is that a
spelling it?
I can actually. I had to go and I had typos on my notes today and I had to go and learn. Like, okay, it's got two T's in there, but yeah, Chattahoochee Hills. So we've got Peachtree City, Fayette. Am I getting it? Fayetteville?
Fayetteville.
Coweta, or is it Coweta? Coweta?
Coweta.
Coweta.
All right. You can tell we're not from Georgia. And and then you've got Tyrone and where we went, Andrea, I'm going to say it wrong again because I keep wanting to say California way. Sonoya is another area, which is really beautiful.
Well, except Sonoya. You added the so it's Sonoy.
Oh, Sonoy. See, yeah, because we used to live next to a place, Sonora, Sonora,
Noia.
Yeah, Sonoida and Sonora. So yeah, so say it again.
Sonoy.
Sonoy. It's beautiful old town and a lot of filmmaking there too. So this is, to me, the beauty of going around and, you know, learning. So do you have refreshments for people when they come in?
Definitely.
This is important.
Yeah. Food okay. is track people.
Well, my husband likes to go out front and do like a tailgating thing. So he's my official greeter, but he sets up like grills and we have wine and, you know, drinks and stuff. But that's his big event of the year, tailgating the Shaft.
That's funny. Wonderful.
That sounds cool. Like fun to me, you know.
We'll stop on by.
Yeah, I wish we were in the area at that time frame, but we might be actually going back and forth. That's the way we drive. But so when you do this, do you see repeat people? I know Andrea, you said last year you had a lot of people that were new coming to the event, which is great. I know everybody with COVID. I know so everyone's gonna. I got to touch on the COVID thing about going into studios and wearing masks. Some people are gonna say you must, and some are gonna say you do whatever you want. So everybody just gotta do what they need to do.
Right.
You know. But last year you said it was really successful, you know, even with COVID.
People wanted to get out. There were no festivals. There were no art festivals being held. They were all closing down. So I think we got a lot of people who really love art and really wanted to come. Mm. And so there were new people, but I got a lot of the same old people that I look for them every year. It's like old buddies coming to visit.
Well, it's also really cool because I know you may show in galleries in the region or, you know, around the world, different places across the country, but it's a really neat way to just really connect with an audience and introduce them. Have you experienced that, Robin, where someone's coming in, maybe not understanding what mixed media is and being able to kind of introduce them to something completely new?
I have, and I love when people come in with their kids too, because kids just absorb all of art, you know. But I remember when we first moved to Peachtree City, it must have been the first year that they had a Shasta, that I just stumbled upon the signs for it and went into it. And I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. And it is the coolest thing ever to just like walk in and get to talk to an artist and see them do their craft. It's amazing. And it's free, right? Like, how do you beat that?
There you go. Exactly. Exactly. Now, Diane, for you, and when people come in, they get to see, because there's a lot of botany going on. And I love your plaster work, too, because you really show the intricacies of like what a leaf is. Do you see people kind of look at plants in a different way?
Absolutely. The plaster itself, it's almost like a 3D art in a 2D form. And so when people look at my plaster, they think there's actually leaf material in it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I enjoy telling them the process of how I do it. So they understand what it is that they're looking at. Mm.
And silversmithing, Taryn, that's got to be something also different, because I think even for youth, it's kind of like going to a farm with your kids and teaching them where an apple comes from, or excuse me, a peach in your area. Like, what am I thinking? You know, but, you know, because sometimes, you know, they think, it, you know, they're grown in the store or on the shelf. And so when it comes to jewelry, that is something that's wearable art, right? So it's a different, that it's, you know, function and design, understanding that it's a handcrafted process. It's got to be with all of your art, especially clay art too, but with silversmithing, there's an education with that for people.
Yeah, there really is. Explaining that everything, well, that I do starts with sheet metal and wire, you know, so it's not something, a setting that I went out and bought and then glued a stone in. Like everything is, you know, it starts from a raw material. Well, it's raw. I can't roll out my own silver, but it starts as raw as I can get it. And then I design and use a saw and file and go from there and solder things together. So I know on the tour, I've started last year, I started bringing a lot of the hand tools that I use there to sort of start that discussion and help people understand what it is exactly that I do.
She's got a saw. Watch out, y'all.
Exactly. Do any of you use a computer within your artwork in any way?
I do not. I know a lot of people do, and they'll use CAD or some other modeling program. Mm-hmm. But personally, I use graph paper. And that's how I start to sketch out my designs.
Mm. Wow. Nobody else uses.
And Taryn's silver jewelry is different than Andrea Winkler's, who's an enamelist. And I think we're probably pretty similar to Helena Moret. Yes. I think, but your stones are very different and your settings are very different. Hers are more traditional, with her, because she loves turquoise.
And she has a lot of turquoise, yes.
Like turquoise Indian jewelry. Mm-hmm. And then what I'm evolving toward is silver, precious metal clay. So I'm still in clay.
Very cool.
Wow.
So yeah, it's all very different. Clay. And the same thing with all of the potters or the ceramists in the studio tour. Everybody's different. Nobody has the same things. And the same thing with, we don't have very many painters.
Ooh, who's that, Chuck?
Wow.
I was going to say, I have not seen any, I've seen a lot of sculptures, but nobody else who does figurative sculpture.
Right.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that to me has got to be the hardest. I mean, even just in painting people, that would be a challenge. So that's really, it's beautiful. So you do it all by hand with what you're doing.
Yeah. I've got a pile of little wooden tools, but it's all hand built. I know a lot of people using wheels and, you know, thrown pottery, but me, it's all right here. And,
And then the tools, you know, that's what I think about all the artist tools. It looks like you go to the dentist. That's the only thing I don't like.
You can use dental tools.
Say my wooden tools. Yes, I do actually use, it's very good for getting around the corners.
A dental tool. Oh my gosh, I can see that now. So Andrea, with your clay, tell everyone your process, because I know you've got the big kiln and you do glazing, but are you using hands? You're doing the wheel?
I do very little on the wheel. I do mostly hand building. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So you got muscles, you know, everybody doing this work. It's a whole other, yeah, don't mess with the artists, you know? Well, very cool. And I think this is also a really great time for people to look at the holiday season and support local artists, or even if they're visiting the region as, you know, a vacation, to really support artists instead of playing Black Friday and fighting over mm-hmm. TV and Walmart. let's you know, really support artists. I mean, that's a really beautiful gift, is giving the gift of art. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really neat for people to go and see something in art and be able to match it with a friend or family member, or, you know, loved one, be able to match what you think that person would like. It's a very personal and intimate gift. So it's good timing, you know, to mm-hmm. be before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Yep. We planned it that way.
Bring your wallets, everybody.
I've had one person tell me that they really like giving my art to their friends because they're always satisfied with the present. So,
Well, that's nice. That's
yeah,
cool.
It was very nice. I thought it was very complimentary.
And it's always unique.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. One of a kind.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful tour. And I'm sure it's going to be successful. It's a beautiful mm-hmm. area, beautiful art. So shastour.com. So it's shastour.com is the website. Everyone, let's go and give your websites out so everyone can dig into your art and get a preview before they come see you. So Diane, it's dianecutler.com.
Correct.
Two N's in that Diane. Okay. And so robinrobinsonartist.com.
Correct.
Okay, I'm going off of the top of my head here. So, you know, so wait, now Taryn's got the greeneyedtaj.com.
Yes.
Okay, what is the Green Eyed Taj about? I have to ask. I feel like Chuck needs to make a Green Eyed Taj for you.
I need a Green Eyed Taj.
I really need to come up with a better story. but I have green eyes. And my middle name used to start with a J, and it came as a screen name years and years ago, back when the internet was more chat rooms. So
everybody go look up in the archives and see what she was doing.
You might be able to find an old profile here or there.
Okay, well, there it is, a greeneyedtaj .com. I love that. And then AndreaFaye.com. Have I got that right? Andrea Faye, F-A-Y-E, AndreaFaye.com. And then also for Charles, go to TryOnSculptureArts.com. Did I get that right, Chuck?
Yes, it's try on, like try on the clothes, T-R-Y-O-N.
Try on that beret.
Yes, try on that beret.
Well, thank you all for joining us again, everyone. It is November 13th and 14th in Georgia, all near Atlanta, the Southern Hands Artist Studio Tour. And you can go to shastour.com. And of course, keep up with us at bigblendradio.com. We air Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you
so much.